The first of December in Ireland, the night at least, is changed. The temperature has dropped significantly, and it's actually quite cold. The frost is glistening on the shrubs, and the dog is alert, and so am I. Just having left a very warm house, or a warm house, and come outside to see what my breath looks like. The stars are stupendous, absolutely magnificently aligned. They're all in the right place. There isn't a single one, as far as I can see, in the wrong place. And I must say, the Milky Way looks as if it's been perfectly formed in order to work the way it does work. So all's well in a difficult world. Yes, it's difficult to look down at the ground and look at the shrubs and the little trees and the signposts and stuff, because the clear sky is so arresting. It all it really needs is the space station to go across it and kind of go. And actually, I just wish they'd get rid of, or we would get rid of, all these streetlights on the estate. Now, at some stage, we're going to take over this estate, in the sense that there'll be some management company set up after the builders have fully left, and we'll have responsibilities. So I suppose in theory we would have the democratic right to decide to turn off these lights. And at this time of night, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just come out of your house and have a button of your own which would enable you to turn off the street lights, and then everything here would be pretty black and the sky would be even better than it is. You could have some built-in fail-safe system that said that if there was somebody else who was also walking around the estate and had flicked their own button to say the lights should be left on, no individual could turn them off, or something like that. But anyway, that's beside the point of the sky. And in fact, I really don't feel like walking with this little dog, but he would rather pull at me if I didn't move. He gets energetic, agitated, I suppose you'd call it, from about 9:30 on in the evening. And he starts lobbying for his walk. And the more I think about it, the more I think, actually, that I have heard other people with dogs say that their dogs try to persuade them to take them for a walk and things like that. I always just used to think, for a long time when I had, I've had Rocky, that it was entirely up to me whether we went for a walk or not, and he had no say at all in the matter. But increasingly he's showing me that that isn't quite the case. Anyway, orange bloody lights here blinding me. And in addition to that, you have these little neon lights of a kind of a very pale blue colour, indicating that there's a night guard on the house. Some kind of you know, these boxes are put on the outside of houses, and you never know whether they're actually connected or not. There's a light on, pretending or declaring that the house is alarmed. You get electrocuted if you touched it, like. So, I tell you what, I must go up in the sky to one of the stars and learn more what it's like. Or just go up there somewhere so I can get a better view. There's all that free space up there that you could just ascend into. The ascension into heaven must be a basic human wish, you know, that the Christians latched onto and realized how tremendously valuable it could be as a focus. But yeah, look, I want to ascend up into the heavens and sort of play around up there. Actually, I want to go up and feel even smaller than I do feel. That's what I'd like. I'd like to feel my proper size, which is, you know, a pin head on the top of a pinhead multiplied by a trillion squared or something. Anyway, really, really tiny, however it is. But just look at that. Anyway, to hear a guy going on about, just look at it, just look at it, just look at it, when you're listening to an audio, is just ridiculous. So back to the... Well, there are no sounds really here. I could try to get a little bit of the dog. Hold on, we'll try again. Will you say anything tonight, Rocky? Will you? No, I don't know if that'll come out, but I did actually stick it almost into his mouth. But he's a very zen dog. He stayed calm and breathed his way through the interruption or the introduction of technology into his world. He's much more interested in smell. Now, smell. My father lost his smell. He cracked his head once, and the consequences were that he wasn't able to smell. He didn't have the full sense. And, yeah, he had salt and sugar, but he didn't actually have the full sense of smell. And my sense of smell is not very good, actually, to be honest. I compare it with a couple of people I know, who I live with. And one of them, when she can smell, has a degree of smell that I can hardly imagine. It's astonishing. And the other one has it all the time. So, so in comparison with them, I suffer from smell defect disorder, or smell deficit disorder, SDD. I wonder what that really is. Anyway, there we are. I suppose that's the best I can do this evening. But there is one particular star up there, which is incredibly bright. And if I keep looking up there, and the dog wraps himself round a little tree here that has, of course, lost its leaves. Oh, let's just move on and get going. Oh, a little bit of running by the dog. I move to fast walking and he moves to running, and that lasts about, you know, 3 yards because I exert my authority. Now there's a van headed Parcel Logistics and Express. I wonder if I actually needed a parcel delivered from my house to somebody anywhere in the world, to you, for sake of argument, the person who's listening to this, if that person, that neighbour of mine in that house could do it. Perhaps I want to go ahead with the idea of setting up a Facebook page or a group or something, in which I name all the houses and find out who all the people are who are living here. All of them, as opposed to those who I've got to know. Oh, thank goodness for the night. The dark. Yeah, we have enough light during the day, really, don't we? It's just to go out and enjoy darkness. I'm feeling deprived, as you can tell. I'm just trying to get yet another angle on this darkness deficit disorder DDD now. Yes. Oh, I know there are people who miss the sun, and more than miss the sun, they actually are greatly helped by sitting beside a lamp, a special type of lamp, which gives them ultra ultraviolet or ultra something rays that improves their mood. And so we are creatures of the light and the dark. And there's a role for both, just as there's a role for black dogs as well as white dogs. And I suppose left-handers have to be given their rightful place as rulers of the universe, really. Are they more creative than us right-handers? Kithogs. Left-handers, by the way, Kithogs. For those of you who haven't yet got the latest translation device on your audio boo, you know, the one that you just click and it immediately enables you to hear what I'm saying in English, in French, or Chinese, or whatever. You have got the latest, or is that a beta release, I wonder? Mark Rock, it may be in beta, actually. But coming soon, sometime in the next half century or so, Audioboo will be releasing the translation system. And you'll be able to hear it in any language you like. And if you think you'd like to hear me in French, you'll be able to hear me in French. Even if you can't understand the French and you can understand the English, you can just treat... There's this great phrase that I barely understand or don't understand at all called ambient sound. I don't know whether that's surround sound or whether it's just a word for sound. Oh dear, I can see Top Gold, that very, very knowledgeable man, will either put me right or go tut tut. But anyway, there we are. So I wish you look a very good evening from Glanmire in Cork in Ireland. Yet another evening of walking the dog back to the house. And look, I wish you all the very best, and I'll just put bring the bin in. It's been out all day, it's empty. It's been emptied a long time ago, and I'll say goodnight. Bye-bye.